Earth, sky.
Well, smart grid is an attempt to make the grid more intelligent. Say, a piece of equipment falls on the ground and people are out of power. Currently, in most of the world, the power company doesn't really know that has occurred until somebody calls. Well, a smart grid will locate where that transformer is through a degree of communication and sensors to be able to send crews to the right location with the right equipment.
You're listening to Bill Meehan, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Meehan is talking about smart grids, two-way communication between energy companies and consumers being developed now here in the U.S. and other parts of the world to replace existing outdated energy infrastructure. Bill Meehan is Director of Utility Solutions with ESRI, a company that creates Geographic Information System, or GIS, software. This type of software, which links information to geographic locations, has fundamental uses in conjunction with smart grids. Meehan spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
You said that Geographic Informational Systems, or GIS, will play a fundamental role in rebuilding America's infrastructure through what's called the smart grid. Please explain for us this connection.
Well, sure. GIS really is about locating virtually anything that is on the ground. So, for example, the common things like poles and wires and, you know, transformers and the things that connect together to form the grid are located all over the place. And so what GIS does is captures the locations of all of that infrastructure. So if we were even talking about other kinds of infrastructure like telephone systems or water systems, a GIS can capture the location of each of those facilities. And capturing it is one thing, but actually being able to show it in the form of a digital map is really the power of GIS. So if you think about the grid itself, the grid, of course, is the generation, the transmission, and the distribution of electricity throughout the country and throughout the world. It's very, very important for utility companies to know where all of this equipment is located. But not only that, it's also important to know the relationship of the equipment to, say, the surrounding areas. So if a transformer, for example, falls on the ground, you're going to want to know, so what's near the transformer that falls on the ground. Now, with smart grid, so what does that got to do with smart grid? Well, smart grid is an attempt to make the grid more intelligent. So in my example where, say, a piece of equipment falls on the ground and people are out of power, currently in most of the world, the power company doesn't really know that has occurred until somebody calls. So, if your power is out, the first thing you do is grab your phone and call somebody and say, hey, my power is out. Well, a smart grid, amongst many other things, will locate where that transformer is through a degree of communication and sensors to be able to send crews to the right location with the right equipment. So they'll know what to do in case of emergency. So it's kind of the connection of the grid becoming much more intelligent and also having the technology in place to be able to empower sort of that intelligence.
This gets into the heart of the matter of what we'd like to talk with you today, how GIS, this mapping software, how is that being used in creating a smart grid, and what are some good examples of that?
Well, of course, the GIS has been used in electric companies for a while, and again, for mapping their facilities. But the GIS has a lot more intelligence built into it than just simply a mapping system. So it can identify where those areas where smart grid might make more sense to put in early, or it can track the progress of a rollout of a construction of a smart grid. But more importantly, it can map out what customers are doing in terms of their consumption. So if we get an example of during a very hot day, everybody is having their air conditioners on or they're running their dryers and their water heaters all at the same time, we'll be able to map out the consumption over an area and then be able to then adjust that consumption to better match the load. And one of the things that I think is important about the whole smart grid concept and location is that one of the main things about smart grid is to try to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases. And so if we could imagine that the electric system is like a traffic jam, everybody jamming to use electricity at the same time, if we can sort of spread that out a little bit or by automatically opening and closing switches or reducing the load here and there a little bit, you could actually reduce the traffic, if you will, the electric traffic on the grid to overall reduce the amount of greenhouse gases. So that's really an advantage. And the way that the electric companies will know how to do that is by looking at location. Where are their problems? Where is their consumption? Or where is their spare capacity that they could kind of move that consumption from one place to another?
Yeah, and we've been talking about how to use location-based information to transform the electric grid in the U.S. And I'm sure people listening want to know what's in it for them. How does it benefit consumers who are listening now who pay the electric bills at the end of the month? Tell us more about that.
Well, I think knowledge is power. And one of the things that the smart grid will do is it will tell people not when they get their bill what their bill will be, but tell them as they're consuming the electricity what the impact on their bill will be. So that it will give them an opportunity to be able to adjust their behavior. I mean, some people may not realize, well, if I'm running my air conditioner at the middle of the day, that that might be more expensive or more carbon negative than if I ran it a little bit earlier, or if I shifted load a little bit, or if I didn't run my pool filter and my electric dryer all at the same time. So what it will do is it will give people the information that they need to know about their own consumption. So from that perspective, they could reduce their electric bill. They may find also that, you know, it's interesting that my neighbor next door, who has basically the same size house, is using electricity. I wonder what it is that they're doing. And so there'll be this idea of looking at your consumption in relationship to what the utility company would expect you to be. So it's really putting it in front of you as opposed to, oh, my goodness, I get this electric bill at the end of the month, and it's too late to do anything about it then.
We've been talking about the United States so far, but how is GIS changing the electric grid across the world, especially nations like China, where more homes than ever are coming online?
Yes. Well, in all parts of the world, GIS is sort of enabling smart grid. Smart grid is being rolled out all around the world. And in more developing nations, the GIS is being used as sort of an analytical tool, a tool to help utilities understand, well, what's going to happen here? Where is the load going to grow? Where are neighborhoods going to develop? And as a result of that, it helps them in their planning process. So if you think about even in the U.S., if we put in a new off-ramp, for example, off a freeway, well, that's going to stimulate business. And so the GIS can help to identify those places that are likely to have large growths of electric consumption. Obviously, in areas that are rural or in hard-to-build areas, we'll know that that's not going to happen. So the GIS is going to help provide a roadmap for rollout of the electric system. And also, it will be able to take the overall consumption and measure it to what we're projecting maybe in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. GIS also manages demographic information. So they'll know that maybe this is a young community, and as it grows and gets to be an older community, that the load will naturally grow as children become teenagers and consume more. So we'll be able to look at the patterns of behaviors of customers and then match that against the equipment so to make sure that the electric system is built to be able to handle the new loads and to be able to understand what the relationship of the load is to the electric system so we can switch things on and off and really reduce the amount of power failures that are going on.
You've been listening to Bill Meehan, Director of Utility Solutions with ESRI, a Geographic Information System or GIS software company. One of ESRI's projects is working toward a fundamental role for GIS in rebuilding America's infrastructure via the U.S. smart grid. For more science interview podcasts, come to the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.